Hello, thank you for calling Exceedance. My name is Joshua. What can I do for you today?
Okay, my name is Brad Weissman. I'm with Sequoia Financial Services on a recorded line. We represent State Farm Insurance Company. I'm calling you about an accident that's already been reported. I just need the claim number and who's handling it, please.
All right, one second. Do you have the plate number of the vehicle?
Yes, I do. Z as in zebra, R as in Robert, W as in whiskey, 3543.
What about the state?
Happened in Pennsylvania. State is Pennsylvania.
Right. One second. And what about the date of loss?
3/4/24.
3/4/24. And you mentioned this claim has already been submitted, right?
Yeah, we reported it to Amazon. You folks insure Last Mile Delivery Service LLC. Originally, we reported it to Amazon. Amazon told us, Sedgwick Claim Services told us that they reported it to you folks when they determined that it was a subcontract for Amazon that was involved. And they just said it was reported, but they didn't give us a claim number. They gave us the policy number if you need that.
What's the policy number?
The policy number is A as in Apple, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, 200797-27.
All right. By any chance, this happened at 100 Dean Street in Pennsylvania, and zip code it's 15005.
Well, I wouldn't know. Let me look. There is a police report. Your driver was a Maxwell Miller, so there would only be one report for that day of loss if you do have the driver, Maxwell Miller.
I don't have that driver. I have Stanley Remy.
I got the VIN number. You don't have the license plate of the vehicle involved. At your end, let me just look at the police report. Give me a sec here. Let's see. It happened. Come on, police report. Ambridge. Oh, a second. Ambridge Police Department. Let's see. 834 14th Street, Ambridge. Zip code, I believe, is 15003.
All right, so this is not the one, and I don't have any other claims for Marsh. One second.
Let's see. Well, Sedgwick said they reported it. That's what's so strange about this. They put you guys on notice of the accident. That's why I got the policy number and the driver's information.
No, I definitely don't have this vehicle. I mean, this claim. Do you want to submit it with me on the phone?
Yes, of course. I mean, I'm sorry, I was told it was already in the system. That's how we got all your information. We wouldn't know. We're pursuing Amazon. Let's do it.
All right. One second.
So I'm just curious, the accident you do have listed for this day of loss does not involve this vehicle that I had given you the license plate for? I mean, it was involved or involved more than one accident?
Yeah, I see that there was an accident 2 days after with the same vehicle, apparently.
And the
The driver,
same
yeah, the driver
driver?
is
Yeah.
different. It says Stanley.
Oh, I got you. All right, no
Yeah.
problem. Let's go with this one then.
Okay. One moment. All right. Can you repeat the lost location for me one more time?
Sure. 834 14th Street, Ambridge,
And the zip code?
Pennsylvania, 15003.
I got it.
Actually, this loss was reported on the 3rd. Let me see what day it took place. No, just 3 or 4. 3, it happened actually 3rd. Is that not March 4th? Do you, I guess it's still not the same one you're looking at there. Okay.
Yeah, it's still different.
Got it.
So the third, 03/03/2024, right?
Yeah, sir.
All right.
Correct, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
And what happened with this one? What's the description of the incident?
Well, the Amazon truck backed into a parked vehicle and then left the scene of the accident. A neighbor had a video of it from his cameras on his house. The police arrived. They looked at the video, identified the vehicle involved, and that's how we were reporting it to Amazon. And then Amazon just sent us an email, or actually Sedgwick sent us an email saying that they determined that the driver was a Michael Miller, and last mile delivery service working on behalf of the Amazon are the proper party to adverse, to the incident.
Okay. What's the year and the make of your vehicle?
Let me get to that screen. Thank you. It is a 2014 Chevy Traverse.
And what's the plate number?
M like Michael, B like boy, T like Tom, 4209. Again, that's 4209. If the beeping bothers you at any place, let me know. I'll repeat.
Yeah,
If you
you're
need the VIN
fine.
number, let me know.
Okay, and this is a Pennsylvania, right?
Correct.
One sec. All right, and who's the legal owner of the vehicle?
The named insured of State Farm is a Zachary Zachary. Zachary. Last name is Crean. K-R-E-I-N. Or Crean. Or crying. I don't know. K-R-E-I-N is the last name.
All right. Home address.
830 14th Street, apartment number 2, Ambridge, Pennsylvania, 15003.
Oh, so this is, okay, I got it. So this is where the accident happened. Okay, okay.
Correct, and it's also in front of his house. He was parked, his building.
All right, do we have the phone number of your client?
Sure. 814-350-5451.
And the email?
Sure, let me get that. Email is Z like zebra, M like Michael, K like kite, R like Robert, E like Edward, I like igloo, N like November, the number 12 at gmail.com.
All right. Oh, okay. And what about the damages to your vehicle?
You know, I don't have the photos with me. It's minor. They were backed into, I believe. So it's rear bumper. I believe I don't have the. I'm sorry. Without photos, I don't want to. You know.
I'm just going to type
all the documents.
Yeah,
now, I understand.
I'm just going to type that the rear area was scratched and dented. If this is incorrect,
it might be the front. I just want to make sure. Hang on a second. Oh. It might be the front. I just want to make sure I got it right. I don't want to mislead you guys. Let's see.
Yeah, hang but this is just like, you know, a reference because
okay.
Yeah, the adjuster is going to get.
I got
all
it.
The, yeah, proof and document.
I understood. All right, good. I'm specific. That's fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
That's right. Okay, 1 second. And the vehicle is drivable, right?
I believe so, yes. That wasn't an issue.
And as I understand, your customer wasn't in the vehicle when this happened, right?
No, it was parked and unoccupied.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so let me see. So our vehicle, it's probably the 2022 Ford Transit, right?
Correct. Right. If you want, I can give you the VIN number.
That's the one, the last four digits are going to be 6009.
Let's see. Let me get to that other screen. Yes, 46009 are the last five numbers on the VIN number.
That's the one I have here. It's a 2022 Ford Transit. 1 second. All right. Do you know the damages to this vehicle?
I would have no idea.
All right. No problem. And do you happen to know if the driver suffered any injuries?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Why do you say his name was Miller?
Yes. Maxwell is the first name. M-A-X-W-E-L-L. Last name is Miller. M-I-L-L-E-R.
All right.
This information was provided by Sedgwick.
Okay. Do we have his
so I have no identifying identifying information on him because it was a hit and run.
Okay.
And I guess Sedgwick did their own investigation and came up with the name Maxwell Miller.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I remember you said that. Hit and run. Okay. What's the police report number?
Sure. Police report number is 202-403-03, M like Michael, 0370.
All right. And what's the police department?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The police department. The name of the police department.
Ambridge Police Department.
Got it. All right, 1 second. Mm-hmm. All right. And about what time this happened?
Let's see. 19:19 Sunday morning. Let's see.
7:19
Yeah, I believe so. In the morning. No. Yeah, I guess at night. I guess that would be at night. 19:19 is at night.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. 1 second. All right, give me one moment. I'm just going to fill some additional information in here, and then we're going to be ready.
Now, you do have your insured as Last Mile Delivery Service and not Amazon. Is that how you guys have listed your insured under that policy?
Uh-huh, Last Mile Delivery Service. That's right.
Thank you.
LLC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One moment. Oh, come on now. 1 second.
Hello?
All right, I'm still here, just finishing this up. One moment.
Okay.
All right. Ready for the claim number?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. That's going to be X as an X-ray. CCAT dash O Ohio R Robert CCAT A Apple dash 24 dash 03719.
Okay.
All right.
And do we have an assigned adjuster right away, or we have to wait till that gets assigned?
I'm going to give you his name and contact information.
Fantastic.
All right. It's J-O-R-J-O-H. And the last name is N-I-A-N-G. All right. Let me locate his information.
I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I didn't screw that up. First name, J-O-R-J-O-H, and the last name is Ning, N as in I-N as in Nancy, G as in good. That's his last name, or her. I'm assuming it's, I don't know, male or female. All right. Giorgio J- Ning, correct?
I think you're missing one, N-I-A-N-G.
Oh, N-I-A-N-G?
Uh-huh.
Okay, N-A-I-N-A, okay, I'm sorry, N-A-I-N-G, got
oh,
it.
Oh, no, N-I-A, N-I-A-N-G.
Okay, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah,
got it.
She may be Filipino or something, but probably N-I-A-N-G.
Yep. Got it, thank you.
All right, and I'm going to give you also the email. All right, so it has...
Thank you.
It is related to the first and last name. Okay. So the email, it's the first name, J-O-R-J-O-H dot last name, N-I-A-N-G.
Got it.
At xclaims with an S dot claims.
Now, when you say X, is just the letter X or is it E-X?
Yeah, just the letter X followed by claims, so X claims, X-C-L-A-I-M-S, dot claims.
Dot claim. I'm sorry, X claims, dot claims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. First name,
number?
Dot second name, at X claims, dot claims. Okay.
You got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's tricky. And the phone number is going to be 302.
Okay.
407.
Okay.
0162.
Excellent. All right. I think that's everything. I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. You got everything? Do you have everything you need from me? You have my name, phone number, and my email.
Yeah, I got everything we need. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yeah.